The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. And I guess I'll say I'm not happy to be chatting with you on this occasion because we do have some unfortunate news for the Bills as it relates to some players being placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. If you go to BuffaloRumblings.com right now, Matt Warren has got the story obviously featured on the homepage right now, and I'll just read at least the first paragraph to you at this time. The Buffalo Bills have placed the majority of their tight end room on the NFL's reserve COVID-19 list after Dawson Knox received positive results Saturday from Friday's testing. Alongside Knox, Lee Smith, Tommy Sweeney, who was on the PUP list, and practice squatter Nate Becker were all placed on the list as well due to close contact with Knox. Obviously, a bit of a developing story here right now, and you might look at certain pieces and say, well, how come Tyler Kroft's name was not on the list? Here is the latest tweet from Adam Schefter, which says, Bills tight end Tyler Kroft was spared from outbreak that hit his unit Friday, and here's why. His wife, Alexa, was in labor for more than 24 hours and delivered baby Grace around 5 a.m. Friday morning. Tyler Kroft was at practice Friday, but missed the meetings where the virus passed. So you look at all of these pieces, and you can say to yourself, okay, I mean, it probably is not having a huge impact on the Bills as it relates to their lineup on Sunday. As of right now, it looks like that was contained and no sort of shutdown or scheduling change for the Bills game on Sunday as they take on the New York Jets. A piece that's still a little bit of a mystery to me that I'm not quite sure of what maybe had happened there. And I asked Matt Warren the question. And like I said, go to BuffaloRumblings.com to see Matt's story. As it relates to this, no Reggie Gilliam included on that list. And you do wonder, has Gilliam maybe been sitting in the running back rooms, really kind of being that one prototypical fullback on the roster? I'm not quite sure, but he was spared as well. And the Bills will go into the game against the New York Jets with just Reggie Gilliam and Tyler Kroft as the active tight ends on the roster. Now, you go through a lot of these pieces. The Bills had to make some moves to elevate some players from the practice squad. The most notable probably for Bills fans right now is Duke Williams has been elevated. Now, I don't know if Duke will just be serving as a bigger wide receiver, right? John Brown has already been ruled out for the game on Sunday. So certainly what is that going to mean? What is that going to look like for the Bills? Is Duke Williams potentially going to be lining up at tight end? Again, we know he's a bigger wide receiver for the Bills. What might that mean? And probably the most, you know, when I say the most prominent move that the Bills have made as it relates to those call-ups, because we know there are so many Duke Williams fans out there. In addition to that, cornerback Dane Jackson has been called up from the practice squad. That one doesn't really come as too much of a surprise, right? I think when you talk about the situation that the Bills are in, Josh Norman has been ruled out. Levi Wallace is already on injured reserve. You know, you start to look at some things. Okay, you can expect Saran Neal to play on Sunday from that, you know, standpoint. But, you know, with that, who's going to start opposite of Tre'Davious White? Cam Lewis still has his hand in a bit of a club. So Dane Jackson getting elevated might get his first NFL start on Sunday, depending on what takes place. Of course, still no word. Tre'Davious White, who was listed as questionable for the game on Sunday, whether or not he will be playing. Two other practice squatters called up for Sunday's game, linebacker Andre Smith, as well as offensive lineman Jordan Devy. So those two guys on the move. And in addition to that, Tyrell Dotson has been placed on the injured reserve list. So from that standpoint, right, as you take a look at the elevation of Andre Smith, you know, that could be direct correlation to Tyrell Dotson and his name being put on injured reserve. Again, still no word on Matt Milano and whether or not he will be playing on Sunday against the Jets. I mean, I'll be honest with you. The one piece I was truly waiting for this afternoon was thinking to myself, you know what, maybe it's going to be time that the Bills activate John Feliciano, right? Quentin Spain released earlier this week in so many ways. I thought that was going to be the news of the day. If the Bills are going to activate Feliciano for Sunday's game, that has to happen by 4 o'clock. I'm recording this at 3:30 right now. So, you know, we'll see kind of what takes place there. And again, getting that news on Feliciano, that deadline that came from Sal Capaccio from WGR 550 AM. So certainly an interesting day for the Buffalo Bills. Again, right, like when you talk about the impact that it'll have on the game, right, you take a look at some of these pieces and you think to yourself, okay, Dawson Knox, we knew was going to be out. Maybe Lee Smith would have played, but, you know, Croft would have been your starting tight end. Reggie Gilliam probably would have been active. You know, from this standpoint, I guess I'm not too concerned with that impact unless it's something that ends up spreading over into other position groups and has a greater impact on the Bills. While I'm recording with you right now, might as well, you know, give an additional update for Sunday's game. Adam Schefter just tweeted that the Jets have downgraded wide receiver Jamison Crowder to doubtful for Sunday's game against Buffalo. So looks like a no-go. So from that standpoint, right, you talk about the injuries and the Bills' defensive backfield, cornerback being banged up, will Matt Milano being playing. You know, Jamison Crowder really does most of his damage out of the slot over the center of the field. Certainly a go-to weapon for quarterback Sam Darnold, and it does not look like he will be playing against the Bills, but we'll wait to see what takes place from that standpoint moving forward. So a busy day for the Buffalo Bills. Again, I encourage you to go to buffalorumblings.com. Check out that article from Matt Warren right on our homepage there. It has all the details of what's taking place, the moves that the Bills have made today, and you can check those out. So most of the time when I come to you with breaking news, you hope it's something good, a free agent signing, a trade, a, you know, something to have a little bit of excitement about. Not the best news with this, and obviously check back with buffalorumblings.com for more details on this developing story. So thank you for tuning in to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino here with you, and as always, go Bills.